Statistics from the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin show 64% of the organization's clients have gone without food in the last year. 91% are low income. ACRW President Doug Nelson says that's why they've added food pantries to the list of services.
Regular food pantries oftentimes prioritize families first, and a lot of people with HIV/AIDS are single. With the food pantry at the AIDS Resource Center, they have immediate access, and we do stock our food pantry with an eye towards making sure that we have the kind of nutritious foods that are going to be helpful to them.
With the right kind of food and medical care, Nelson says AIDS survival rates can be in the 15 to 20 year range. Last year, he says 63 people died from the disease, the lowest number in 20 years. In western Wisconsin, Nelson says there are 327 people living with AIDS or HIV.
We anticipate that there will be about 100 individuals who will be accessing and using this food pantry by the end of the year.
Doug Nelson says this newest food pantry, like others, received a $10,000 donation from the National Association of Theater Owners.
When you go to your movie next time, be grateful that these are owners of these theaters who are philanthropic and who do have a commitment to the fight against AIDS. We're very grateful for that.
Besides Eau Claire, there are ARCW food pantries in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Green Bay. The organization also provides medical, dental, and mental health care, as well as legal, housing, and social work services to more than half the 5,700 people with HIV/AIDS in the state. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.